Hello and welcome to this series of The 7 Habits by Stephen Covey, brought to you by Sounddrift AI.
You know, Amanda, when I think about how we see the world, I'm reminded of an expedition I took in the Amazon. You'd think everyone on the team would have viewed the dense rainforest, its challenges, its beauty, its dangers. The same way, right? But no. Each map we carried highlighted something different. Each guide had their biases, and so did we. Our mental maps or paradigms shape every encounter we have, just like in life.
Our paradigms. So these are our mental frameworks? They're how we interpret our reality, but they aren't the reality itself.
Exactly, Amanda. They're not the territory itself, just the map we use to navigate it. And everyone's map is different. Thomas Kuhn, you might have heard of him, talked about this in his study of scientific revolutions. Paradigm shifts, he said, often involve a complete break with past norms, or even stubborn traditions.
Oh, like when people refuse to believe the Earth revolves around the Sun. A massive paradigm shift right there. But what does this mean for personal transformation?
I thought you'd ask that. See, our personal paradigms work the same way. We might be stuck in ways of thinking, assumptions about how life should be, that limit us. The moment we reevaluate these, even slightly, it can be life-altering. And the crazy part is, someone else standing beside you might see the same scenario entirely differently.
Kind of like two people arguing about whether a glass is half empty or half full.
Exactly. It's all in the lens we're looking through. And those lenses, they're crafted by our experiences, our upbringing, even just day-to-day influences. The more aware we are of these paradigms shaping us, the more we can test them. Ask ourselves, is this way of thinking actually accurate?
So, it comes down to accountability, taking responsibility for your own lens. If you don't think about what shapes your thinking, you stay, well, stuck. And misunderstandings with others, that's unavoidable, isn't it?
It is. And not just misunderstandings, but missed opportunities too. Instead of seeing conflict, imagine viewing it as diversity of thought. Now, expanding that idea can lead to profound personal and relational insights.
Profound insights? That sounds pretty lofty, James. But why would someone even want to change their paradigm on something?
Well, sometimes it hits you. Call it a wake-up moment. Like back in the rainforest, I realised I'd been focusing on the trail beneath my feet because it was safer that way. But looking up, it revealed a stunning ecosystem I'd been missing out on. Paradigm shifts aren't just about survival. They're about seeing more of what life truly has to offer.
And that's all very inspiring, James. But I bet a lot of listeners are wondering how that connects back to practical stuff, like relationships or work or just living day to day.
Ah, that's coming, I promise. But first, let's agree on this. The way we see things, whether it's nature, colleagues or challenges, it affects how we act and respond. The mindset itself can either limit us or open entirely new doors.
So if paradigms shape how we see the world, it's probably worth asking, what anchors those paradigms? Let's talk principles. I mean timeless truths, like integrity, fairness, and striving for excellence. Wouldn't they influence how we form and shift our mental maps?
Absolutely, Amanda. These are the cornerstones, the unchanging anchors of human success. You see, principles are more than just ideals. They're like natural laws. They exist whether we recognize them or not. And when we align with them, life has this way of just working better.
Hang on, though. If principles are so essential, why do we see such a focus these days on, you know, personality traits like charm and confidence instead of, say, substance?
Great point. This shift began after World War I, when society started emphasizing what some call the personality ethic. Success became tied to public image, social finesse, the sort of quick fixes that might get you ahead temporarily, but don't bring lasting fulfillment. It's like putting up a fancy facade on a shaky foundation.
Right. And then when things crumble, you can't figure out why because you ignored the structural stuff underneath.
Exactly. Compare that to the character ethic, the foundation of success literature before World War I. It was all about virtues like humility, integrity, and fidelity. You know, building a solid core.
Okay, but James, these character virtues aren't exactly new ideas, are they? Weren't they what great historical figures relied on, even before people wrote books about success?
Oh, very much so. Think of someone like Martin Luther King Jr., a man who, despite immense societal pressure, stood unwavering in his commitment to principles like fairness and human dignity. What made his impact so profound wasn't just his eloquence, but his deep alignment with ethical values.
And the thing is, people trusted him. Not because he had the right attitude, but because his actions, his choices, they all stemmed from those unshakable principles. It's powerful.
It really is. And it's a reminder that what we are at our core communicates far more than what we say or do. Living by principles isn't about perfection, but about striving for alignment with those enduring truths.
Which makes this personality over character trend a bit superficial, doesn't it? Like it promises shortcuts to success, but the reality is far more complex.
Indeed, the glitter of personality might dazzle in the short term, but when it's not grounded in principle, it's fleeting. Fragile. Principles, on the other hand, endure. They're what bring real, lasting success. Okay, so building on what we just discussed, when you think about the most effective people you've encountered, what truly set them apart? Was it their charisma, or something rooted in deeper principles?
Deeper, definitely. I mean, there's always that first impression thing, right? But real credibility, it comes from things like integrity, someone keeping their word. It's the kind of stuff that sticks.
Exactly. And that's what the Seven Habits are built upon, developing a foundation rooted in principles rather than superficial traits. Look, it's easy to get caught up in the personality ethic. It's, well, everywhere. But true influence, real success, stems from who we are, not just how we appear.
And that's the tricky part, isn't it? Society keeps telling us that being likeable or persuasive is all it takes. But the cracks start to show when there's no substance underneath.
That's right, Amanda. One of my favourite ways to think about this is trust. You know, trust isn't really built on charm or manipulation. It's character, plain and simple. Let me share a story. There was a time during one of my expeditions in a very remote part of the Amazon. I had to rely entirely on a local guide for directions. His English was minimal, his presence wasn't commanding, but his integrity, absolute. That's why we trusted him with our lives.
That's powerful. And honestly, it makes me think of the workplace too, like you can always spot the leaders who rely on shortcuts, the ones with all the flashy tactics and no follow-through. It's exhausting, honestly.
It is. And let's face it, those quick fixes are tempting because they offer a shortcut to results. But let's take a step back. What happens in the long run? That's where the Seven Habits framework really shines. It's not about fixing things overnight. It's about a lifelong approach to personal growth, anchored in principles, not shortcuts.
And the word principles, it sounds a bit lofty, doesn't it? But in the end, principles like fairness or honesty, they're not optional, are they? They're what make relationships work, what makes us dependable.
Definitely. And when you build your life around principles, something amazing happens. You become proactive. Instead of reacting to every problem, every whim, every minor setback, you start aligning with what really matters. And that makes all the difference.
So it's about focusing on what we can control, on our values, our character, but also seeing the big picture, yeah?
Absolutely, Amanda. It's seeing beyond the immediate shine of easy solutions to something deeper, something lasting. The Seven Habits don't promise to fix everything instantly, but they guide us to reframe who we are and what we stand for.
And isn't that kind of refreshing? That success isn't just about winning the next sale or impressing someone at a meeting. It's about building relationships, trust, and real substance.
It really is. And to bring it full circle, the way we see and define success starts with a paradigm shift. Are we looking at life through superficial filters, or are we taking responsibility to see clearly and align with principles that truly matter?
Well, James, I think that's a brilliant note to wrap up on. Shifting away from quick fixes, moving towards character, that's the type of legacy people remember.
Couldn't agree more, Amanda. And on that note, we'll leave our listeners with this thought. Success isn't just what you achieve, but who you become. Thanks for being here today. It's been a pleasure.
It really has. Until next time, James, and to our listeners, thank you for joining us. See you in the next episode.